Hi, everyone. Welcome to another episode of the P31 Women's Podcast. It's your girl, Kayla, and I'm finally back with another podcast episode, and we're going to jump right into it. So today, the text is Luke chapter 10, verses 38 through 42, and we're going to be reading out of the New International Version. I personally like to say what version I'm using so you guys can follow along. It just makes it easier. And more clear. I like to be, you know, very clear and precise. So we're going to jump into this. So this is a story of Mary and Martha. And this story has been so prevalent in my life today with different things going on with COVID and just how my life has really slowed down. And this season has called me, the Lord has called me, to having more still moments with Him, being still. And that is what the Lord was trying to teach Martha. All right. In verse 38, as Jesus and His disciples were on their way, He came to a village where a woman named Martha opened her home to Him. She had a sister named Mary who sat at the Lord's feet listening to what He said. But Martha was distracted by all the preparations that had to be made. She came to Him and asked, "Lord, don't you care that my sister has left me to do the work by myself? Tell her to help me." Now, pause. If speaking just honestly and very transparent, I feel like if I was Martha, I would feel the same way. Like, Lord, I mean, I don't know if I'd address Jesus like this because I feel like, you know, He's the Son of God. I wouldn't want to talk to Him like, "Oh God, I'm sorry," but you know what I mean? Like, I feel like I would be a little nervous, but at the same time, I feel like I would question more of my sister, like, can you come here for a second? And like, kind of like butt into their conversation. But I want to empathize with Martha a little, like, you know, I would feel like very similar. Like, why isn't my sister helping me? But you'll see what the Lord, He answers back in a certain way that I would be like, "Oh, I never want to question you again." So He says, "Martha, Martha, you are worried and upset about many things, but few things are needed, or indeed only one. Mary has chosen what is better, and it will not be taken away from her." Boom, mic drop. Okay, if Jesus was like, if He were to say this to you, how would you respond? That is something that I'm just shook about. Like, how would I respond if Jesus talked to me like this? I think I would have a moment of humility of saying, "Wow, Lord, I'm sorry I even questioned you. I'm sorry I even came with," I don't know if she said it in attitude, but me, I feel like sometimes if I'm talking to someone, or especially like me and my sister, if she were doing something, I'd be like, "Can't you just help me for real? Like, you see, I'm struggling over here. I'm trying to prepare all this." But God is so funny like that. He will check us when we need it the most. And He's reminding Martha that she needs to keep the main thing Him. He should be the primary focus, not the details in our life. And I say all this to say that God's word is alive. This may have been written 2,000 years ago, but it still is prevalent in our life today. It still should come alive to you when you read it, because when you receive the Holy Spirit, He illuminates different parts of the scripture that you can adapt to your life, that maybe you didn't realize how much of a significance it had until this moment. Or maybe you can recall a season where you meditated on a scripture and that was your ammunition against the enemy during that season of your life. But this specific story in Luke chapter 10 about Mary and Martha is that for me in this season with COVID, with a lot of different things happening. God has been telling me, "Kayla, I have been faithful." So if I've been faithful in the big things, I will be faithful in the little things. just keep me the main thing. And I believe that's what God wants to tell you, to keep him your main source. The main source that you can go back to when you feel dry, even when you feel happy, just to overflow yourself. And another chapter that I love, I was going to say scripture, but chapter in general is Psalm 37. And verse 4 says, take delight in the Lord and he will give you the desires of your heart. If you take delight in him, like Mary was, if you just sit at his feet and just marvel in who he is and come out of a place of gratitude, Jesus is going to honor the desires of your heart. Maybe right now you don't have a job and you're struggling because you want to do better for yourself. Maybe there's this trip that you've been saving for, or maybe you just want to give more to your family and you want to help your family out with the bills or different things, or you want to tithe more, but you don't have a job. I just want to encourage you that just go to Jesus. Go to him as your main source. Don't be distracted in the what ifs or, you know, the what I don't have right now. But keep him the main thing and he will take care of the rest. I kid you not, you guys. I have been in a position where I've never been in this position ever, but until this year. I feel like a lot of people have been having, I haven't had this situation happen to me until COVID, but of being still. And I was real honest with the Lord earlier this week, and I was like, God, I don't know, like, how you're going to work this all out. I'm worried. I'm like, you know, I'm just like, Lord, how is everything going to work out with COVID, with, you know, just different things happening in my life? And God just reassured me and reminded me of Romans chapter 8:28. For God works everything together for good for those who love him and are called according to his purpose. And I was like in prayer, and then the lights just went on in my spirit, and I was like, I'm gonna go to that verse. And what was even more amazing was that the Lord showed me scriptures before that he intercedes for us, that he is praying and he wants us to have hope in things that we can't even see right now, and declare his goodness over us and over ourselves and over our life. But I want to go to that real quick, because I wasn't even planning to share that on this podcast episode, but he just reminded me of it. And I'm so grateful, because God is just so timely in his word. So give me a minute as I go there. My Wi-Fi is trying to connect. Okay, there we go. Romans chapter 8. I'm trying to find it. I know that it's toward the end of the Bible. Sorta. I'm sorry, you guys. Okay, it's after Acts. So Romans 8, and we're going to read verse 26. And the Holy Spirit helps us in our weakness. For example, we don't know what God wants us to pray for, but the Holy Spirit prays for us with groanings that cannot be expressed in words. And the Father, who knows all hearts, knows what the Spirit is saying, for the Spirit pleads for us believers in harmony with God's own will. And we know, verse 28, that God causes everything to work together for the good of those who love God and are called according to his purpose for them. Verse 29, for God knew his people in advance, and he chose them to become like his son, so that his son would be the firstborn among many brothers and sisters. And having chosen them, he called them to come to him. And having called them, he gave them right standing with himself. And having given them right standing, he gave them his glory. You guys, what a reassurance we have through Christ. So I encourage you, as I land the plane, we are ending this episode. Be still before the Lord. Don't worry about what's happening around you, what you're lacking, or even what other people have, like social media influencers, celebrities, or even your friends. They have a job, you don't. They have a new car, you don't. They have this or that, and you don't. But you know, the greatest thing that we have is Jesus. I'm going to end with Psalm 37, verse 7. Be still before the Lord and wait patiently for him. Do not fret when people succeed in their ways, when they carry out their wicked schemes. Be still before the Lord, you guys, and enjoy this beautiful Sunday. All right, I will be seeing you in the next episode. Bye.